I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I was going to have you chime in. Go ahead. Susie!
Sorry, Meg!
Susie.
Wow!
There we go. Should've so again, that. If you tuned out weather, traffic, news, we've turned Susie loose. So I'm just going to watch.
Okay.
I'm going to watch. I'm not going to look in any way. You have 1 minute in the order you called to try to make Susie laugh. Yesterday, first caller was pretty good. Not good enough. Second caller, eh. Third caller, very good. Mm-hmm. Dave, you want to repeat this the joke?
What did the egg say to the pot of boiling water, Susie?
Ouch.
I don't think I can get hard right now. I just got laid today.
Wow.
Okay, so you see, that would have not been a laugh from you.
No, that would have been crickets.
Yeah, that would have been crickets, and we both laughed at it.
Well, I only am a little alarmed at the salacious nature.
Come on. You've heard and said so much worse on these airwaves.
Oh, my God. The woman uses the F word in the studio, off air, every fourth word is like, oh, no. Okay.
All right.
All right. So you're ready. You understand the rules.
Yes, but if I laugh, do they get them or are they in a pot to get drawn later to get them?
Nope. They get them. Oh, so don't be
pressure.
Afraid to laugh, but don't laugh just to be nice.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Number one, Tanya. Tanya, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good.
Do you feel like you have a better chance to make Susie laugh at this point or me?
Susie, I have a bathroom story.
Oh, okay, here we go. All right, Tanya,
okay.
You now have 60 seconds. Go.
Okay, Susie, when I was a really little girl, 3-4 years old, we were at a family breakfast at Lund's and Byerly's in Edina, and I went into the bathroom with my mom, and she took me in the stall with her, and she proceeded to go to the bathroom, and I yelled out, I guess pretty loud, Mom, why do you have so much hair on your butt? And my mom grabbed me, put her hands over my mouth, and we sat in the bathroom for 5 minutes until it cleared out. And when we walked out, everyone in the restaurant turned and looked at us.
Mom, why do you have hair on your butt?
Oh.
Okay, just,
it was terrible.
Tanya, you've won, by the way.
That is funny.
But just to review the Adam Sandler contest so far, it's been an erection joke and a pubic hair joke that have won the tickets
okay,
so far.
Okay.
I mean, is that a correct journalistic assessment?
Mom.
Fits the Sandler show, perhaps?
I have never felt better about my 16-year quest to turn this station younger. Erection humor and pubic hair humor.
Why is there hair on your butt?
Yeah, Tanya. I think that worked even better with Susie. I got to be honest. That worked out extraordinarily well. That just in the last moment I said, Susie, you play the game.
Oh, man.
Tanya, yes. Are you a fan of Adam Sandler?
I am.
Yeah?
So excited.
Who are you going to bring?
I'm probably going to bring my mom.
Nice. Nice. Are you going to review? You going to review the story just so she knows how you won the tickets?
Oh, we talk about it all the time.
Okay. All right, Tanya. Thank you. Well, Dave will put you on hold, and you're going to see Adam Sandler at Grand Casino. That's it. That's the point of the game.
That surprised me. I wasn't sure where we were going with the bathroom.
I had no idea, but kind of the point I was saying, just natural, and if it's funny, it's funny.
It was funny.
And you know, the fact she's a young kid made it funny.
It really did.
Right? I mean,
it's funny because it's like, should we let all five give it a shot?
Nope.
And then pick the best, or just the first one that makes you laugh?
No, because you can't go back. You can't go back. That's the way the rules maker at Odyssey. Like, you have no idea, and I'm not kidding you. You have no idea how many levels we had to go through to get this contest done.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not, because you know what they like? Hey, the fourth caller. Hey, I'm the wacky DJ, Rod Irons here. You want to see Adam Sandler, the Sandman? Be your fifth caller. You
know? Yeah, no, let's have some fun. Oh, my God, I love
bores
that.
Bores me to tears, the fifth caller. That's nothing. And you and Tanya and the other folks did.
And her mom.
Yeah, and her mom. Exactly. She has to take her mom. Thank you, Susan.
Yeah, that was super fun. Thanks right. for thinking of
By
me.
By the way, did you pee?
I did not, but I'm ready.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. Get
but
that
it did
done.
Catch me off guard, and I thought that was funny.
That's so. The whole point.
Awesome.
2:18, time for me to talk Stretch Lab. Maybe, and I'm sorry to the other folks on hold. Try again the rest of the week. We're going to play Wednesday. We're going to play Thursday. We're going to play Friday for Adam Sandler tickets. Stretch Lab. Now, Sandler hoops it up a lot, Dave. You see him.
He's a good player.
He is a good player, and he's a good team player, right? And he's disheveled as always, right? Yeah. Do you remember seeing Sandler in a suit at all?
Only at an occasional award show. That's
maybe,
pretty much it.
But even like at the Oscars, playing along with a Conan bit, he was just dressed like himself.
Shut up!
Exactly. Very good. So, Sandler, when he's in town for Grand Casino Arena, come on. We have 12-plus locations of Stretch Lab in town. He's probably, I don't know, is he staying at the St. Paul Hotel? Is he staying here in hoity-toity Minnesota, Minneapolis, excuse me? Is he la-di-da, YZ? I don't know, but no matter where he is in the metro area, Stretch Lab. What's Stretch Lab? It's a place you go to, and let's emphasize the 50-minute stretch, where they'll assess you, they'll find out what's troubling you, or maybe you're someone, I'm just really good right now, and I want to stay really good. Maybe you're someone like me, I have the tightest calves on the planet right now, and Stretch Lab helps me out with that. The calves and the ankles, they led to some of my toe issues. Really good people, whether you are a runner, whether you're a 12-year-old, whether you're 70 and you're laying on your couch, or you're 72 and you're running marathons, Stretch Lab will make you more pliable, more flexible, and feel better after your first visit, let alone if you become a monthly customer. StretchLab.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Tremendous. It's a great, great song. If you don't like it, find another planet.
Again, it's no man either.
Find another planet.
Oh, here she comes.
No. Number two on the list for me, on the Hall & Oates list. T-Swift will be on the podcast with her boyfriend and her boyfriend's husband.
Boyfriend's husband?
Boyfriend's husband, I said. That's wrong. Did not say that right. Anytime I say something like that, that tells you how long I slept last night. Was not a good night. The boyfriend's brother.
There you go. That's
Let's
the
try
one.
That. If it's
different
if it's,
relationship.
If it's the boyfriend's husband, we got an interesting dynamic going on right there.
To
I mean, we got a really weird throuple going on there. New Heights, is that what we're calling it?
I think that's it.
Travis and Jason Kelce with Taylor Swift. Announcing the new album, The Life of a Showgirl, correct?
Yes.
And you were quick when the last album came out to say, I think it might have been a part of MRI. Not that good.
That's how I felt. Still stand by it.
I think most of the critics agreed with you.
Of course they did. I've got a great ear.
Yeah.
Didn't take much to listen to it that morning after. I mean, she dropped it like midnight the night before, something like that.
Well, now it's 12:12. Okay, we like the overnight stuff, you know.
Well, I just remember listening to song after song. This one's kind of a downer.
Every song was depressing.
This one's kind of a downer.
You know, and we get that she crosses a lot of areas of topics with her music. Mainly, how can she savage the latest boyfriend? That's the main theme, okay? And then a lot of other stuff, but there's a shake it off in there somewhere, right? There's a hit.
Could she save Song of the Summer?
It's just leading there, too, because we need one.
We do, desperately.
There is not. Can you text me right now, 651-461-9226, a legitimate candidate for Song of the Summer, because we don't have one. And what was you talking about the other day? Pony Club?
Pink Pony Club?
No, that was...
You think that doesn't count because it came out a couple years ago?
Yeah, it's too old.
Because I've been hearing that, and now the other one, Hot to Go.
Do you want to know why you're hearing Pink Pony Club? Because everything else out there for Song of the Summer, let me use a word I don't use a lot, sucks. They're not any good. So they're going, by the way, I think Pink Pony Club's a great song. I'm a big fan.
Not a summer Song of the Summer song.
Well, but it's old. No, we have standards here. We're not going to have a song. She was nominated for a Grammy this past year. Can't be the Song of the Summer. It was its heyday, at least initial heyday, was last year. It's got to be Song of the Summer because it's relatively current to summer.
Is it going to turn into Song of the Summer Best of this year? It
might be.
Call Me Maybe against Watermelon Sugar against Shaboozy?
I am not eliminating that idea in any way. Right now, that sounds like a great idea. So anything Taylor touches right now is a pop culture iconic moment. Wrong Answers Only. What else could match Taylor Swift announcing a new album? I believe I gave you an assignment. I said, Mr. Harrigan, give me wrong answers only, something that can compete with Taylor Swift dropping an album at 12:12, discussing it with the boy toy and the funnier brother. Jason's funnier, right?
I don't know if he's funnier.
I think
he's louder. He's more outspoken.
Yeah. I think he's the
quicker. I don't know if he's funnier.
Yeah. Well, apparently you're pushing back.
Well, I think the thing that could make even more noise if Taylor announces, not only do I have this new album, but every song is a duet with Travis.
Yeah. Or she announces that Travis is actually married to his brother Jason. And so when I stumbled there and said boyfriend's husband.
It's already been broken here on CCO.
Right? Okay. What? I mean, you got to go with something with Trump, right? What would be a Trump cultural moment right now?
Can you say anything is wrong answers only, though? Because it could all happen.
Exactly. That's
the issue.
That is the problem with Donald Trump. Everything.
It's on the table.
Is on the board.
Yes.
Everything is available. You know, when Donald said to Zelensky, you don't have the cards. Donald has all the cards because there's nothing he could announce. Nothing that he could announce where you'd say, didn't see that coming.
Mm-mm.
No. How about this one? Trump is featured on the album. That would be a wrong answers only.
Yeah.
What other pop culture moments can match Taylor Swift dropping her album? Because, again, when the whole Sydney Sweeney thing, which like seven liberals in America complained about, including Lindsey Brown on the show.
That's a new poll, by the way. 12% of the country actually was upset about the Sydney Sweeney thing.
It's the brilliance of the MAGA movement that off seven people complaining, they turn this into this enormous story blaming all the folks. When I don't think anybody with I don't want to say morsel common sense because there's a lot of Democrats who I don't want to give credit for having a morsel common sense. But there were no prominent Democrats who came out and ripped it. None. But Trump is phenomenal at some isolated event happens in Keokuk, Iowa, and he turns it into that's what every Democrat believes in. I mean,
even if it doesn't happen.
Yes.
They're eating the dogs.
When you pull up to McDonald's and they say the ice cream machines are working, wrong answers only. Where do you stand on the ice cream at McDonald's?
I haven't had ice cream from McDonald's in many years.
Long time.
DQ last night, man.
Paul McCartney touring with Paul McCarthy. That is tied to Susie. And I think we even had, was it abalone? Is that what we had there, Dennis?
I don't remember.
I think we might add that. Now, somebody's saying, Taylor's last decent record was 1989. Stopped buying her stuff when I found out she was a communist. Don't list the vast majority of your stuff. Tapping keys on a computer does not make you a musician. Less than others. I'm sure she's devastated, by the way.
Yeah, that's tough for her.
And by the way,
communist.
She's a communist, okay? Because she's endorsed a couple Democrats?
Yes. And all she does is tap keys. She actually plays music.
She's actually a very good musician.
And writes the songs.
Yes, she is prolific in all of those. She is, I don't think she's the greatest dancer ever.
No.
This coming from a very bad dancer himself, so I can recognize limited skills. But she writes prolifically. She plays numerous instruments, and she hasn't come out for a democratic socialist last time I checked. By the way, I think she's a capitalist because she likes the cash.
She's doing well.
What other pop culture moments could touch Taylor and the new release at 12:12? Wrong answers only. 651-461. 9226 insurance. It's a pain, right? And it's expensive. And you need it. You're driving a car. You better have insurance. You have a cabin, you have a house, you have a condo, you need insurance. You need to know that you have a company which is reliable and an agent where they're very good. I have that. First of all, I need a major company. It's American Family. I don't need Fred's side business on the corner, you know, just down the road here. I need an established heavyweight company like American Family. Then I need someone who, when something bad is happening, and after I maybe have called because the car broke down or a kid accident or a tree just landed in the house, after I call American Family, I want to call Amber. We'll say, Amber, file this complaint, this claim, and I'm complaining about what happened. I need you to get it done. Who's Amber? She's Amber Scholl with an office that I've been working with American Family for 35 years. No, Amber's not been there for 35 years, 15 years. Running the last 3-4 years and running it efficiently, smartly, and respectfully and kindly. Reach out and just check what you have. There's a very good chance you're going to switch to Amber at American Family. But maybe not, but then you'll be assured of what you have. TeamScholl.com. It's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Be sure you're ready for something you hope doesn't happen with your car and home insurance. TeamScholl.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Okay, as I said just before the weather, for the podcast audience, right now, and if you're podcasting, you can't text, but just so they're up to speed, where is your singular favorite place in Minnesota? Seth Rogen in the New York Times went through a number of places. Okay. You just were in Minnesota, so I'll get to Minnesota in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite place in the L.A. area is?
Oh, it's so tough, Chad.
Yeah, it's a lot. A lot of good stuff.
I there's just so many favorite places. Like, are we talking food? Am I talking which beach? Am I talking, like, you know, stuff to do? Is there a category, or it's just favorite place?
Doug is hanging from a cliff. If you don't answer the question in 15 seconds, he falls into a bowl of ketchup and mustard. Okay, so no other how disgusting would that be? A bowl of...
That would be pretty gross.
Ugh, gross. Your favorite place tonight. You can go one place. Your mom. Okay, let me phrase this. Your mom comes. Let's go under the premise you have never brought her anywhere in L.A. and you want to show her somewhere in L.A. that you think is your place. Where is it?
Neptune's Net. It's on the county line between Los Angeles County and Ventura County. It's in Malibu. It's a biker seafood counter, and I think that's my favorite because it's right. You cross over to the beach. It's like a surfing beach. It's pretty chill. So you can hang out at the beach all day, and then you can go have like Dungeness crab, and it's just the best.
Very good. Very good. Dave, were you saying you've been there?
I've been there a couple times.
Oh.
Good food, and you're right. The view is tremendous.
I spent my 40th birthday there. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so you're back in town. How'd that go? I saw a lot of the Instagram stuff. Looked like a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. We had a blast, and I had friends come in from Boston, and they're totally sold. Like, one of the kids wants to go to the University of Minnesota. So every time you guys tease me that, like, I'm not a Minnesotan anymore, I'm like, I'm recruiting Bostonians into the city.
You're a giver.
I am. That's all I do is give.
Yeah.
Actually, somebody wrote on one of my Instagrams, this looks like an Explore Minnesota commercial. I mean, we did everything. We went to Lake City. My friend, my best friend lives down there. I had a blast. My birthday was an absolute riot. They, like, my friends and my husband rented this party shuttle driven by Nancy. Thank you, Nancy. And we ended up going to a distillery in Wisconsin and a winery. I'm not sure what side we were on, if it was Minnesota or Wisconsin. We had a great dinner at Harborview and Pepin.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. That was my blast. And then the kids just had an absolute riot being on tubes and, jet skiing and boating and being on the lake. And then we came up to the cities and we did kayaking of the Chain of Lakes. We went to a Twins game. Thank you, WCCO Radio. Very kind. Mm-hmm. And then the kids all wanted to go to Mall of America. So I wanted to murder myself on Saturday, but I was there.
Yeah, I am with you. It's not my place, but when my kids wanted to go.
But you know what?
I was
two
out there.
Two tweens and two teenagers, that's what we did. And they had a blast. And the no tax on clothes thing for both here in California and those from Massachusetts, we were all very happy with our bills.
Among the places, St. Croix River. Yeah, St. Croix River is fantastic. La Crescent, right there by La Crosse.
Oh, yeah.
Cove Point Lodge, North Shore. I haven't been there in years, but I think it's fantastic. It's way up there. It's right on the water. Absolutely beautiful. This Dexter, another resort. Maddens, Gull Lake. Fun, fun, fun. The Prairies of Southwest Minnesota. All right, keep the text coming. Your one favorite place in Minnesota. Dave, you can be anywhere in Minnesota. Where's your place?
State Fairgrounds in 9 days.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
I'm gonna throw out Minnehaha Falls on a beautiful summer evening when I've got a little sea salt.
We did that, too. I took the kids there. They had a blast.
If they're not familiar with Minnehaha Falls, and you don't know what you're in for, it's a cool place.
It is. Yeah, they had no idea. And they were like, whoa. And I got to say, you guys have had so much rain that the waterfall was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, even though it's been, well, we've had weird stretches lately. I mean, we've had a horrible summer. You probably have heard this.
I heard.
The air quality has just been gross. It's gross again. Supposedly it's dissipating any moment, but like in northern Minnesota, it's multiple more days, and it's just coming back. And then it's been muggy, and it's been rainy. So that's the advantage. If you go to Minnehaha Falls, you don't want to go during a drought. You don't want to drip, drip, drip.
Right.
Okay, Jamie, you go to one place, your favorite place in Minnesota. Where is that?
I think it's kind of changed over the years. Like when I was a kid, my favorite place on earth was Walker in Leech Lake, Minnesota.
Yeah.
But now with my good friend down in Lake City, I really do love that area so much.
Yeah. Harborview. I just want to mention, I haven't ate there in, I bet, at least a decade. That is
it's great.
Really good place.
It really is. It's like you have all your favorite, like I loved being back at Target Field. I love walking there and seeing First Avenue. Like it's so iconic. Mm-hmm. I love doing the kayaking on the Chain of Lakes. It was a blast. I think for me, it's just like the nostalgia of being back. Like I took everybody around where my first apartment was and, just little places that meant a lot to me. But I don't know if I can pick like one specific place.
Rutgers Bay Lake Lodge, somebody says. North Shore. top of Soren's Bluff Memorial Park overlooking Red Wing and the Mississippi River Valley. I don't know if I've been there, but Red Wing
is... Oh, we did that too. We hiked...
Okay, hold on a second. How many more things is a texter going to say, Dave? And Jamie's going to go, oh, yeah, that's right. We were on that paddle thing. And, oh, yeah, you know where else we went? We went to Duluth. We were up there, too.
Oh, no, we didn't make it to Duluth.
Yeah. Speaking of Duluth, the outside deck, this is another favorite place, the outside deck on a summer day at Grandma's Restaurant in Duluth, watching ships come in of the harbor. Yeah, that's
pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's because golf's my deal, and I love playing Northland and it's on this big hill, and it's overlooking, and I played it last weekend, and it was as blue as can be, and the ships are everywhere, and man, and we went around Duluth a little bit. Duluth's amazing during the summer. I don't want
it the best.
When it's, you know, 7,000 below, and you don't see any other human.
Those old houses with the fireplaces, like, they're pretty nice.
Okay, when are you on Entertainment Tonight? When are you hosting?
Tonight, baby. Last night and tonight.
This is tonight you're hosting Entertainment Tonight.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, how's this?
I know. My co-anchor and I did it yesterday, too. It's been a blast.
Okay, how has it been?
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's been super, super nice. It's been really fun. It's really fun for us, I think, to dive more into the celebrity news side of stuff. You know, we've had some pretty hard hitting news stories just locally in Los Angeles over the last 6 months. It's nice to kind of dive into the world of Hollywood for a moment and talk about like Taylor Swift and her new album and, you know, that kind of thing instead of just hard all the time. And that, you know, entertainment news is part of the culture here. So it's fun to see this side of things and how they operate and put things together. And it's really been a good time.
Come out today and just savage Taylor Swift. Just make some news.
No, I love Dave. Taylor. No, I'm Tay-Tay. Yeah. No, I'm a Tay-Tay fan.
Yeah. Will you be listening?
I saw her in Australia, for goodness sake.
Oh, like, that's right. On. How long ago was that?
My wedding, so like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Somebody wants you to know they love hearing your laugh. So.
Oh, thank you. And you'll hear it a lot tonight on Entertainment.
Exactly.
We're laughing about a lot of stuff.
All right, well, have fun, and thanks so much.
You.
Great as always. Jamie.
Yes, I miss seeing you.
Yeah, I know. That's on me. More on me than you. My fault. I'm sorry.
Bye.
Jamie with us right here on CCO. Jamie, she might have back here had Pella windows and doors. I don't know. I know this. If you have Pella windows and doors, you know the reliability. You know the customer service. You know how long they'll hold up, and you know their availability. PellaNorthland.com. You also know this. You go online, PellaNorthland.com, fill out the forms, easy as can be. They'll come out to your house, your cabin, your condo, and give you a free estimate. You'll show them maybe some ideas you have. They'll show you their creativity, their styles, and they'll work within your budget. My last place, they totally changed my kitchen, and I made sure when I moved, I would have Pella windows and doors. 100 years of reliability, 2 showrooms in town if you want to check them out, Plymouth and Woodbury. Right now in August, just a spectacular deal. 72 months, 0% APR, or 20% off your entire Pella project. Don't wait. PellaNorthland.com. Not a good song. Not a good song.
You're so polarizing on Hall & Oates. It's either great or the worst song ever recorded.
I agree.
You know what? Kiss
on
my
list. Look at that. Water, vodka. Is that vodka or is that water? You know, look at he's just dropping the headphones. I mean, you've been boozing before this show, DeRusha.
You know what? I'm just trying to. I'm so shook from you taking a dump on your kiss. It's on my lips. Eh. It's beautiful.
List.
Your kiss is on my lips.
List.
List.
I don't know about that.
And again, I don't know if...
I mean, I don't know.
Did I miss She's Gone? I mean, come on.
No, you didn't miss it.
Yeah.
I didn't miss
how
it either.
How can you play Hall & Oates and not play their headline.
No, next time I'm going Frank's all man eater. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, that's good.
Ooh,
now,
here she comes.
You're back on the bike today, I saw.
It's but been a long time for me.
But for me, there's no bike ride. There is no bike ride at all unless the shirt.
The sexy picture.
Yeah, I mean, I need you with the bike down and laid out.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do that again?
You know, you got to walk before you can run. So I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go full.
Yep.
On it. Felt good to be out.
Did it feel good?
Honestly, so two reasons I haven't been riding as much. One, I've had some back pain this year.
And yeah. I
was a little afraid to do it. I'm like, that's going to hurt. It didn't hurt.
Didn't hurt.
All right.
Good.
The other is the smoke.
Yeah.
Like, the weather has just not, for someone who wants to do it for leisure, for fun, it has not been appealing. And today there was a little break. You were like, oh, around 11 o'clock, the smoke was mostly gone. I'm like, I'm going.
I agree with you. It was, and I'm with you. You know, I have people in my life who ride 50, 75 miles. I'm like, good on you.
No.
Right? That's not my deal.
No, thanks.
But I you know, I'll put in some effort out there. I like to take in the sights and have some fun. And I forget what day in the last 10 days Rogers was out there going, this is awful.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when the throat thing kicked in.
Right,
and
right. It's no good. I did about 16 miles today. You know, you do. Thank you.
That's good.
You do think, like, I am one of the, like, on your left guys. Like, I'll say it. I'm on your left.
Yep.
And I still am not sure if it's better or worse to do it because people are always so startled.
How about the bell? Where do you stand on the bell?
I should get a little. If I move to St. Paul, I'll get a bell.
Well, I hear you're going to.
We'll see. We'll see.
I used to be anti the bell. I might show my rare flexibility. I might be coming around to the bell.
The bell's nice. It's a little less alarming than on your left.
I don't know if it is because the bell can be problematic too.
Ding, ding.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.